Today FM's Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard, making personal loans more personal.
And I'm just chatting away here saying how the Sunday Business Show is all about being business positive. Now, you're in a city, you want to find parking. You can either spend an hour going around and around and around in circles, or you can use startup app Park P&P. It's a successful app, and now it's adopting the Sunday Business Show mantra of get off the island. Heading for the Benelux countries they are, but they need some money to get them there. More about that in a moment, because first of all, let me welcome back to Team SBS, Garrett Flower, boss man and big brain at Parking P&P. He likes the big brain piece there. None of his fellow associates believe in that, do they?
I hope so. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Tell us all about what's, since you were last on, which, God, it's a while ago, is it? A couple of years?
Yeah, probably a year, 18 months.
Yeah, that's kind of time, yeah. What's happened since?
Yeah, lots happened since. Thankfully, you know, we have a strong, committed team. So Park P&P, what we do is, we allow people to rent out their parking spaces, be it a private homeowner, a hotel, or a car park operator. And then what we do as a software business, we advertise out that space so people can book it per hour, per day, per week, or per month through our app or through our website.
And you have many parking spaces now.
Yeah, we have 8,000 spaces across Ireland, Belgium, and the Netherlands.
And I'd say when you came on with us initially, if you had 8, I'd be surprised. Probably had a few more.
But yeah, I mean, no, we had a couple of hundred, I think, at the time, and just in Dublin.
I think the word bootstrapping or fake it till you make it, or a few of those terms apply.
Yeah.
But you are now trying to fund to do what?
Yeah, so we're looking for 3 million at the moment in our Series A raise.
Hang on a second now. That was the my pen dropping. 3 million, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money, but we have huge ambition. So this parking company, we would like to be the number one in Europe by 2021. In the last 12 months, we've launched nationwide in Ireland. We've signed a license agreement in the Netherlands with the largest real estate company over there. And in Belgium, we've just bought a small company.
And why did you choose the Netherlands, or the Low Countries as they're called?
So when you look at the metrics for parking, the Netherlands and Belgium made sense for us. They have high congestion, the parking rates are fairly high as well, and the tech adoptability from the users over there is pretty high as well. So makes sense for us.
And do you sit at your computer screen thinking about things like parking rates and parking congestion and stuff like that? Is that part of the day job? It unfortunately
can be, but we do exciting things as well. I think mobility space is really interesting, and how, you know, we can help people and their parking needs. So we help a lot of the biggest hotels in the world at the moment. We are a back-end system for them where they just want to be hoteliers, and we're managing their parking space. So it's really exciting for us.
It's a bit like Rachel, and let me bring Rachel back in here, because Rachel, while you were chatting upstairs, you said to Garrett, we should do business. And we said, that's what we love to hear, because that's what the Sunday Business Show is all about. Are you going to do business?
We absolutely are. Garrett and myself had a
You never met him before. This is like, you know,
yeah.
You never met him before? No.
Never. It's like speed business dating. absolutely, because we've guests, you know, coming in and out of properties all over Dublin, and, you know, parking's such an issue here in Dublin, which is why Park P&P obviously works so well. And we'd love to be able to get some guest communications out to the guys and, you know, download the app. And
yeah, brilliant.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Definitely.
Business is born on the Sunday Business Show. But Garrett, one of the big issues, if I were an investor or to be an investor in your business, I would be thinking, hang on a second now, we're going to have automated cars sooner rather than later. They are there now in the States, which means that I won't need to park a car ever again.
Yeah, it's a good thing, a good question, and people ask it all the time. The thing is that it's highly inefficient, what you just said. The future, even with the connected cars, people will still need a car at peak times. So in off-peak times, do you expect those cars to just be buzzing around the streets aimlessly? I don't think so. So I think what will happen is the way people park will change, but the parking industry won't change. There will still be a need for parking.
But interestingly, and that's another thing that's happening in the west coast of the States, if I remember correctly, is that the big parking lots mm-hmm. are being shut down and converted into commercial real estate, as in offices and or, well, they're not going into shops anymore. But it's a big disruption. The big parking lots are going to disappear because you won't need them.
Yeah, so for us, the benefit for us is we're a marketplace. So we actually move with the supply and demand of parking. So what we see is everyone thinks that the city centre of Dublin is where people want parking, but actually from our heat map, you can see that people actually are most in need around the commuter sides of the city. So out near Ranelagh, out near Dundrum, we have a massive amount of people who park and then get the Lewis into town. And that's seen all across the country, actually. You think where you think the massive amount of parking is needed is not necessarily the case.
How much do I get for using my driveway?
So you had agreed just before we went on to list your parking space so everyone can check it out.
Oh, no, he didn't.
It depends on the space and where you
okay,
are.
Okay, let's say we're in Ranelagh and that I've got a single parking space in Ranelagh.
Yeah, so Ranelagh is a good location. You can make anywhere from 150 to 200 a month. Renting out your space.
And does the revenue come after you?
Well, we work with everyone, so I mean that's...
No, I don't mean that you're going to rent it to the revenue. I mean, will the revenue ask you about your 150 quid a month?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's very clear on our platform that you everyone looks for their own counsel when it comes to the revenue. But yeah, we're like any other marketplace, like Airbnb or AirSorted. We help people make money from their extra space.
Pay your taxes is what we're saying. If somebody uses my driveway, am I insured by you or am I liable for their insurance if anybody decides to whack a block or a brick through the windscreen?
Yeah, so parking is the same as it is anywhere else in the country. So you park at your own risk and your own liability. It's the same as if you park in a car park in the city centre or down in Cork.
Actually, I was in a car park in the city centre. I'll go back 5-7 years ago, and I came back in the car next to me, had a breakthrough thrown through the windscreen.
That
wasn't good.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to invest in you, what do they get and how much do they have to put in and all that kind of good stuff? Taking a professional advice, please don't get me in trouble.
Yeah, so we're raising $3 million, a Series A raise. We're looking at a pre-valuation of $8 million. And if anyone wants to get in touch, you go to gareth@parkpnp.com or check us out on the website. And,
it's Gareth with a double R-E-T, isn't that it?
Yeah.
Gareth.
Yeah.
And what kind of sums, I mean, somebody can't chuck 100 quid at you, can they?
Well, they actually can right now. We have a Belgium crowdfunding campaign going on, which you can invest in ParkPNP Belgium. €100 or a couple of thousand euros towards that. That's live on all our social sites. If they want to invest in the global company, the minimum is 100,000.
And the return?
So we're an equity-based investment, so we see ourselves scaling to become number one in Europe. So the return would be, in 2 to 3 years, we see options of potentially acquisition or buying the shares back.
You're going on that roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
Well, that definitely needs professional advice. So you will come back to us sooner rather than later. First of all, to tell us that you have funded. Yep. And secondly, that you have grown to be Europe's number one. Why stop at Europe? Why not the world?
It's one step at a time.
Now, you are you're a Park PNP, of course. The one I'm not allowed to mention is the PNP, the one that Air PNP, which was the company that came on that rented out loos. But of course, you hate me mentioning that. You told me don't mention that. Well, I decided to mention that because listen, Gareth, as usual, thank you so much for joining Team SBS this morning. And Rachel, thank you so much for doing business with them. And maybe next time we'll know that you have done business together.
Absolutely. I hope we can let you know.
Live on radio, business being done. This is Sunday Business Show. We are going to be back with InspireFest in a short few seconds.
Today FM's Sunday Business Show.
With Avantcard. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates. Made for you.